This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. I'm glad that you've made a decision to come once again into the perspective of the mind training of this Course in Miracles. For those of you who perhaps have never seen a video before, I assure you that this is the only one that you would have to see within the perspective of your human condition. All right. A Course in Miracles is a systematic way of training your conceptual mind to a new perspective, a new realization, a new self-identity that's available to you in all of space-time. It's the simple idea that you don't belong here. It's the idea that through the resurrection, and we use the vernacular of Christianity since Jesus is my Savior, he pointed out to me very simply that I'm not from here. He told me with a great deal of emphasis on the idea that I should deny this world, that if I would do so, he could show me a new self contained within myself. You want to share that with me? Are you fearful of the idea of what this lesson is going to say to you today? Of course you are, because it's the idea of the assumption of the power of your own mind that's inherent in you, and the one that you have been fearful of, and the one that you have been defending yourself from for fear of the idea of power. The perspective of the human condition that somehow the power of the universe is fearful is absurd. And it becomes more and more absurd to you as you assume the role through the conversion of your own mind of the realization, as Jesus would say, that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. What are you going to have to do to find it? Lay down your pitiful defenses of yourself, which keep organizing within the dark form and assure you another death ritual. Okay, so this lesson is going to say that you're the savior of the world and that you're going to have to assume that role. And no matter how troubling that may be to you, it's impossible if you're watching this video at this time and place that this was not the time that it was accomplished. And you see that with me? Yeah, this is the time when you decided to escape from this continuity of sequential time that had held you in that body. Let's go back just for a moment and look at lesson 190. It says, lay down your defenses and you can begin to feel this peace now that ascends from within your heart and meets the certainty of the love of God. Listen. My holy brother, think of this a while. The world you see does nothing. It has no effects at all. It merely represents your thoughts. And it will change entirely as you elect to change your mind and choose the joy of God as what you really want. Yourself is radiant in this holy joy, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable forever and forever. And would you deny a little corner of your mind its own inheritance and keep it as a hospital for pain, a sickly place where living things must come at last to die? The world may seem to cause you pain, and yet the world, as causeless, has no power to cause. As an effect, it cannot make effects. As an illusion, it is what you wish. Your idle wishes represent its pains. Your strange desires bring it evil dreams. Your thoughts of death envelop it in fear, while in your kind forgiveness does it live. Pain is the thought of evil taking form and working havoc in your holy mind. Pain is the ransom you have gladly paid not to be free. In pain is God denied the Son he loves. In pain does fear appear to triumph over love, and time replace eternity in heaven. And the world becomes a cruel and a bitter place, where sorrow rules and little joys give way before the onslaught of the savage pain that waits to end all joy in misery. Lay down your arms and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. Lay down all thoughts of danger and of fear. Let no attack enter with you. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment that you hold against your throat and put aside the withering assaults with which you seek to hide your holiness. Here, will you understand there is no pain? Here does the joy of God belong to you. This is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. It is this. Listen, pain is illusion, joy reality. Pain is but sleep. Joy is awakening. Pain is deception. Joy alone is true. And so again, we make the only choice that ever can be made. We choose between illusions and the truth, or pain and joy, or hell and heaven. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts. As we are free to choose our joy instead of pain, our holiness in place of sin, the peace of God instead of conflict, and the light of heaven for the darkness of this world. So, let's share together what you're being offered at this time. We'll look with the perspective of the vocabulary that you are accustomed to within your conceptual self. Okay? Say to me, this is hell. You're in hell. Is that difficult for you? Look around you. Would you care to really look around and look at the ideas of the formulation of what is going on in this moment of chaos? Hell is your definition, not mine. hell is your idea of the possibility of being separate from all that you are. All I'm offering you was certainty from my mind to yours that contained within you cannot not be both the idea of hell, which is chaos and pain and death, and the idea of heaven, which will be the joyous realization that you never left. My assurance to you is it's time for you to awaken from this nightmare of containment. And I'm going to direct you to the certainty that all of it was contained within your own mind. I may momentarily have to represent myself as the solution for you, but you remember this, I'm a reflection of your mind. The images that you see within this world are only reflections of your own aggregation of thought form. So if you believe yourself to be an identity confined to that little containment of dark form, so it will be with you. I can show you a new idea that's emerging in you now from a shared reassociation in time where you are recognizing it's time for you to awaken. Let's look together at this lesson now from the Course about the certainty that you are whole and perfect as you were created. Listen. I am the Holy Son of God Himself. Here is your declaration of release from bondage of the world. And here as well is all the world released. You do not see what you have done by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid, fearful of shadows, punitive and wild, lacking all reason, blind and insane with hate? What have you done that this should be your world? What have you done that this is what you see? Deny your own identity and this is what remains. You look on chaos and proclaim it as yourself. There is no sight that fails to witness this to you. There is no sound that does not speak of frailty within you and without. No breath you draw that does not seem to bring you nearer death. No hope you hold but will dissolve in tears. Are you listening? Deny your own identity, and you will not escape the madness which induced this weird, unnatural, and ghostly thought that mocks creation and that laughs at God. Deny your own identity, and you will sail the universe alone, without a friend, a tiny particle of dust against the legions of your enemies. Deny your own identity, and you look on evil and sin and death, and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. Yet what is it except a game you play in which identity can be denied? You are as God created you. All else but this one thing is folly to believe. In this one thought is everyone set free. In this one truth are all illusions gone. In this one fact is sinlessness proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence and its guarantee of immortality. We'll go back to reading in just a moment. I want you to see real quickly with me that you are the whole Son of God Himself. And it's important that you understand that the reflections of your own conceptual mind that are out there, as we just read you, are actually you in the denial of yourself. Can you see that with me? The lesson says that when you begin to accept responsibility for yourself, that it's impossible that the world will not change. Can you look at that with me for a minute? Let's go to my Savior Jesus. Sermon on the Mount, he says to you, you're going to have to forgive your enemy whether you like it or not. The reason you're going to have to forgive him, that he is you. The reflections of you out there but demonstrate your desire to retain your own weakness and fear of the entirety of the love of God. We were looking together at the United Nations that we went to with the ideas of offering our certainty of love and forgiveness as being necessarily a part of a rediscovery of who we are in this shared moment of peace. It's important that you understand that the offering I'm giving you has nothing to do with forgiving the evidence of your own sin that is outside of you. As difficult as this may be for you within the perspective that you are looking at objectively, if there's someone out there that can really perform acts of violence against you, and you believe that is true within your mind, the idea that you could actually forgive them is going to be extremely difficult. I've looked at all of your literature. The Templeton Association is one of them, and I'll send him this video. The idea that you can practice forgiveness in order to discover the peace of God in you can be very valuable. But if you are hell-bent on believing there's something out there that is causing your pain, your need to forgive it is going to seem unjust to you. So you have an idea that you can first find justice within the correspondence of your objective association and then forgive it, you are very sadly mistaken. Will you want to look at that with me for just a moment? All of the problems that you are experiencing within your conceptual fears are nothing but pertainments of your own idea about yourself. What have you done? You've located the source of the problem of the grievance that you hold so that you'll stop blaming your brother. Now, this offers you a new insight of what forgiveness really is. Forgiveness will be nothing then but the realization of the self-containment of yourself can no longer be justified by the grievance that you hold against God. All right? And that may be a very fearful experience for you, but it's one you're going to have to look at within your own perspective, because the joy that you will begin to feel at the realization of how available forgiveness really is, if you look at it from the perspective that you're only finally forgiving your own thoughts, it will open whole new doors of realization within your own mind. There's nothing outside of you that can cause you pain or loneliness. There's nothing outside of you that can make you suffer. There's nothing outside of you that necessitates you holding on to that body form and going through another sequence of loneliness and death. This moment, at this time, you have decided to assume responsibility for the organization with your own mind and ask for the help of your creative source to accomplish it. You lay down your defenses and nothing can attack you. Okay, remember that attack and defense are actually simultaneous, so that the moment of forgiveness that you've discovered will be a whole part of your enlightened mind. And in that moment, you assume responsibility for the saviorship within this dream of death, which now becomes a dream of life. Let's continue with this lesson now that says the salvation depends on the entirety of you. Listen. So what are we going to do now? We're going to let today's idea, the idea that you are the Holy Son of God Himself, find a place among your thoughts, and you have risen far above the world and all the worldly thoughts that hold it prisoner. And from this place of safety and escape, you will return and set it free. For he who can accept his true identity is truly saved, and his salvation is the gift he gives to everyone in gratitude to him who pointed out the way to happiness that changed his whole perspective of the world. Listen, one holy thought like this, and you are free. You are the Holy Son of God Himself. And with this holy thought, you learn as well that you have freed the world. You have no need to use it cruelly and then perceive the savage need in it. You set it free of what? Your own imprisonment. You will not see a devastating image of yourself walking the world in terror, with the world twisting in agony because your fears have laid the mark of death upon its heart. Be glad today how very easily hell is undone. You need but tell yourself this: I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer, I cannot be in pain, I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation asks. And in this thought is everything you look on wholly changed. What a joy it is to see that you at this time and place have accepted the solution that I'm offering you, very simply because the only solution you could possibly accept, all right, within this framework of time, no matter how you constitute it, is the one that you're being offered. Can you see this with me? It's the certainty of subjective reality. Okay. It's a declaration that whatever you think you are, you will be. Okay. It manifests the ideas that you have about yourself and offers you continuing alternatives, because the variations of your thought forms are changing all the time. All right? It's a procedure in the admission of the transition of the human condition in specie, as defined as Homo sapien, in a moment's realization of the entirety of who it is. And I want you to see the idea of the necessity of forgiveness, but I'd prefer that you didn't require forgiveness to be a conceptual association of it, because that's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is the sudden realization of who you really are. We offered the idea of the transformation of the species very recently to the Millennium Conference of the United Nations, and we have been invited as teachers of God to become members of the United Nations with the realization that we have no doctrine. We have no concern about the particulars of international association in this little world, except that it's possible within the species to find a truth that will be transcendent from the peace that they are attempting to find. We love them and we enjoy them. And we love the idea that all of us together are searching for this peace. They ask us to give them an idea of what teachers of this Course in Miracles International are offering to the world. And I'm going to read to you just for a moment the mission, okay, that we have stated as our purpose for becoming associates in the United Nations. Okay. Listen. Here's our mission: to actively participate in every way and means possible in the manifest purpose of the United Nations of this world. To postulate, stimulate, and strive to integrate a new shared understanding among the populations of Earth that there is possible a divine spiritual realization of the singular commonality in the sight of God of all human beings, that with no regard to race, color, creed, gender, or national origin, there is, has been, and will always be in our species an innate, inborn faculty of expanding self-realization and understanding of our entire purpose for existence, derived through and by acts of forgiveness and love. We are certain in our hearts and minds that this new understanding of a true universal relationship must and will bring innovative solutions to the often devastating problems of aggregate human existence that have beset mankind since the beginning of time. This was our presentation. Thank you for letting me read that. I don't know how many of you feel about what you think the United Nations is. We're very certain that this commonality of which we speak, while it may not be evident conceptually within the separate conceptual minds, is a simple indication of a common source of reality. The inevitability that is achievable, okay, is the offering that I am making to you in the certainty of my own revelation. The idea that it necessitates doctrine, the idea that it's necessary for you to retain conceptual ideas about solutions to this problem of pain and death, we do not share with you. Okay, we want you to see that we are teaching individual transformation and enlightenment through a new insight that is possible in each individual. It's important that you see that our offering of a continuing conversion, this Course in Miracles training, certainly does not deny you, and in fact encourages you to go out into the world and stay in evidence, okay, of the pain and loneliness that you are feeling and finding solutions out there to the realization that available to you each moment is this complete alternative. What does this have to do with the world? Nothing. It's your admission that it's possible for you to be in this world and not of it. Why? You're not of it. Say to me, I'm not from here. Yes. Yes. Now, the idea that we could take this to the United Nations would not appear possible to the conceptual association, but we're not concerned about that. We're concerned only about you, because our certainty that contained within your insight in the act of forgiveness and love that you now find within this new arrangement of aggregation of a continuum of time cannot not be shared by all ideas of searches for peace and for relief from the terror of this world. So, what? The discovery you have made concerning yourself and the need for this continuing illuminate process are what you have discovered. I'm reminding you now, as a teacher of God, as one who has had this experience and continues to have it, that this is a very individual association within your own mind. In the Christian vernacular, we call this being born again. Okay, the new you that will emerge in the discovery of the new light forms of happiness and joy that are all around you obviously cannot be expressed to the world, can they? All right. Well, you didn't arrive at them conceptually. You arrived at them through a moment of illuminate realization of the entirety of your correspondence with the universe. In a very literal sense, this is your escape from this little box of space-time that you appear to be locked in, where you search for solutions that simply are not there. They are not contained within your conceptual mind. This is your transition from that sequentiality to the moment the entirety of the solution. We're going to have to leave you. We'll be back in just a moment and complete this lesson that says you have accepted within your own dream of death a certainty of a dream of life that's going to change everything that you ever thought about yourself, and the new self-certainty that emerges is going to make you very happy. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think. God bless us, everyone. We're glad you joined us again. We're glad you stayed with us because we can see that you're undergoing very bright new experiences of yourself. What you're actually looking at me is the inevitability of the conversion of your own mind from the idea that this is actually what life is. And the joy that you're experiencing with me is your newfound factor of a capacity to express it uncompromisingly. And that stems from the certainty that it's only contained within yourself, not out there. Okay, can you see that with me? I am responsible for what I see. I choose the situations that I want, and I get the result of my own mind. Okay, this is the time and place where you have decided within that consciousness association, okay, to see yourself anew in a moment of bright realization. Shall we practice that just for a moment? Let's try for a meeting of the minds. Would you like to do that? The idea that you are sharing a projection of your own mind, which you identify as me, is a true statement. As long as you hold the idea of me as being separate from you, it is inevitable that you will be separate from yourself. What we're going to try to offer each other at this moment is an association found within ourself that will extend from us, okay, in the acceptance of the moment of conversion, the true light that we represent. It's inevitable then that if we have been meeting in our projected associations of old formulations of ourself, which is what you're seeing me as, and perhaps you think I'm seeing you as, okay, I'm offering you a sudden, bright reassociation of our identities. Say to me, I know you very well. Yes. Yeah, you know me very well. Huh? Should we carry that out for a minute? Say to me, it's impossible to meet a stranger. Say it. I know that you believe that all of the projected images that are around you represent associations of mine that you do not know. That's not true. The only reason you do not know them is because you have refused to accept who you really are, and not believing that you are actually the entirety of a creative source, you maintain through the projections of your own mind a miscreation of self-identity that cannot not cause you pain and death. In a particular sense, it's a replication of creative reality. But since it's held in temporal existent identity, it cannot be real and it cannot succeed. Say to me, there is one mind, and that we share with God. Yes. What we are showing each other at this moment of conversion is a merger of our separate minds, which is going to give us a great deal of joy and happiness. It's not necessary, listen, that you identify the conceptual identity that appears to be outside of you. As a matter of fact, identifying him and then attempting to associate with him what will be what the failure of forgiveness is. The realization of the necessity for the conversion within your own mind is the purpose of this course. And it's one that you're recognizing with me now. You want to take this step with me? This is the time and place where it occurred. It is impossible, if you're watching this video, that you did not hear what I am telling you. It's a whole part of your mind, as much as you are a whole part of mine. We'll stand for just a moment together in the certainty of that light, and this world is going to disappear. The reason this world is going to disappear is that we no longer want to be occupied in the old caverns of pain and death, which constituted our previous reality. A new light has come in to the center of this self-realization. Let's read once again now from this lesson 191 in this course that says, this is the time and place where you have assumed your rightful role in this continuum of time, and that you can now escape from the event horizon, the constriction of your own conceptual mind, and you'll be able to journey out into the universe. Listen. Be glad today how very easily is hell undone. You need but tell yourself, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer, I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss nor fail to do all that salvation asks. And in this thought is everything you look on wholly changed. A miracle has lighted up all dark and ancient caverns where the rites of death echoed since time began. For time has lost its hold upon the world. The Son of God has come in glory to redeem the lost, to save the helpless, and to give the world the gift of His forgiveness. Who could see the world as dark and sinful when God's Son has come again at last to set it free? I want you to listen to this now. You who perceive yourself as weak and frail with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die, to weep and suffer pain, hear this. All power is given unto you in earth and heaven. There is nothing that you cannot do. You play the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows no mercy to you. Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you. Then let the Son of God awaken from his sleep, and opening his holy eyes, return again to bless the world he made. In error it began, but it will end in the reflection of his holiness. And he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today. Your glory is the light that saves the world. Do not withhold salvation longer. Look about the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brother rest? Listen, they must await your own release. They stay in chains till you are free. They cannot see the mercy of the world until you find it in yourself. They suffer pain until you have denied its hold on you. Are you listening? They die till you accept your own eternal life. You are the Holy Son of God Himself. Remember this, and all the world is free. Remember this, and earth and heaven are one. I wanted to take a moment of respite with you after reading that lesson because the magnitude of it suddenly occurred to me. The idea that it would be possible for you to share within this video, within this idea of conceptual form, within the electronics of your body form, this sudden bright newness of thought that is now encompassing you is gives heaven a great deal of joy. The idea that you were temporarily misplaced, the idea that you lost communication within your own thought form, is the simple reason that you must recognize in order to escape from it. Let's look at it together for a moment. As you have organized yourself, remember the video we just watched, as you have organized yourself within your own conceptual relationship of time, it's impossible for you to see the here and now that is present, okay, and that you are being offered at this moment. All right? Now, you're going to admit with me conceptually that every idea you have about yourself is contained within your own mind and is actually over and gone. Each moment you but represent what a moment before was a part of your mind. The way that you retain it is to project it forward from your old past tense, all right, into the future possibility, even though it's already over and gone. That denies you the presence of the here and now, which is the only time that there is, isn't it? You want to practice that with me? Say to me, this is the only time that there is. Yeah. We've been practicing this, haven't we? There's not some other time. Whatever you brought in to this aggregation of continuity of time is actually the only time there is. If you can accept that from me conceptually, you can accept the idea that this is the moment where the entirety of the decision to return to the kingdom of God was made, because this is the time and place that it was made. All right? You're watching this now. You have begun the practice of the change of your mind about who you are. You are employing it in all of the activities of this little place in space-time, and suddenly the light of the realization, the maturation of your mind is beginning to occur. You are being born anew in this time and place. All right? The idea that you would be that little form, all right, that you believe is what this earth is, okay, down among the billions of stars that constitute this galaxy and the billions of galaxies that appear to be out there in the electromagnetic energy of light, and that you would somehow have an illusionary idea of the very self-contained associations of light, okay, and identify yourself in that illusion are simply not true. I am at this time and place assuring you that time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect at all on the certainty of eternal creating reality that is all around you. We're going to leave you with some very important messages in the finality of this association, because you have begun to accept responsibility for what this world appears to be to you. And each time you now feel the conflict within your own conceptual form, your practice will show you how to release it momentarily so you can live in the moment of the conversion rather than the necessity to retain it and then hold on to the grievance of your inability to solve this problem. That's been the practice of this workbook. Let's share together from the text then how time really is affecting you and how you can escape from it. Listen. So you've been replaced. This is the resurrection of Jesus. God gave his teacher to replace the one that you make, not to conflict with it. And what he would replace has been replaced. Time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so as all time passed and everything exactly as it was, before the way to nothingness was made, the tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. Listen, to you who still believe you live in time and know not that it is gone, the Holy Spirit still guides you through the infinitely small and senseless maze you still perceive in time, though it is long since gone. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind. Uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it were before you still. So there's the offering for you, isn't it? We're back here just for a moment. Most of you really understand that you're doing the same thing over and over again. The frustration that you feel as human beings are nothing but somewhere a certainty that you are replicating the illusion of your conceptual form. We're going to go back and read just a little more from the text, but I want you to feel the excitement that no matter what you see out there, it's always going to be over anyway. And the frustration that you feel in searching for some form of reality is why you've come to me. Because I'm assuring you, as long as you want to continue to relive that single moment, you're going to do so. What I'm doing for you is shortening time. Time is completely relative to your own identity of mind contained within space-time. If you look with me, remember the video where we said the total length of your time as a human being is 6 minutes and that you rested on the seventh? If that's true, at the end of this video, you'll have used up all the time within your own conceptual self. Now, if you walk out into the world then, you'll carry that new light certainty with you. You'll come into the now and not have to defend yourself in the grievances that you still retain in the idea you could have been separate from God. Listen once more with me. Would God allow his son to lose his way along a road long since a memory of time gone by? A dreadful instant in a distant past, now perfectly corrected, is of no concern nor value. Let the dead and gone be peacefully forgotten. Resurrection has come to take its place. And now you are part of resurrection, not of death. No past illusions have the power to keep you in a place of death, a vault that God's Son entered an instant to be instantly restored unto his Father's perfect love. And how can he be kept in chains long since removed and gone forever from his mind? Listen. The Son whom God created is as free as God created him. He was reborn the instant that he chose to die instead of live. And will you not forgive him now because he made an error in the past that God remembers not and is not there? Listen, now you are shifting back and forth between the past and the present. Sometimes the past seems real, as if it were the present. Voices from the past are heard and then are doubted. You are like to one who still hallucinates, but lacks conviction in what he perceives. This is the borderland between the worlds, the bridge between the past and the present. Here, the shadow of the past remains, but still a present light is dimly recognized. Once it is seen, this light can never be forgotten. It must draw you from the past into the present where you really are. The shadow voices that you hear do not change the laws of time nor of eternity. They come from what is past and gone and hinder not the true existence of the here and now. The real world is the second part of the hallucination that time and death are real and have existence that can be perceived. This terrible illusion was denied in but the time it took for God to give his answer to illusions for all time and every circumstance, and then it was no more to be experienced as there. Listen, each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so what? So you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and present, which is not a gap at all. Such is your life, a seeming interval from birth to death and unto life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Forgive the past and let it go, for it is gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over long ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate has been transformed into a world of love. There's a great deal of excitement in the kingdom at your acceptance of the idea that all of the continuity of time is actually going on here and now. The certainty of the possibility within the science mind of a quantum moment. Will you share this with me? And this is the idea that you are filled with ideas. You have all sorts of conceptual ideas about forms that are out there that keep you separate from the single admission of your own whole mind. It's obvious to many of you now who are having this moment of experience of the wholeness of your own self-reality, that it is indeed a quantum moment. The idea that you can measure a quantum moment is true only in the sense that you would attempt to observe it. I'm going to try this with you. I want to show you how quickly you can escape from time. If time is an invention of your own consciousness association with yourself, it contains all of the memories that you hold within a valence of light form that constitute that body. If you'll share with me the idea that your body is actually an aggregation of light form that undergo continuing re-evaluations and experiences within itself, you can see with me that as you change your mind, the idea of the possibility of an instant new relationship within the form is possible. That's the healing procedure that we practice as teachers of God. Look at me. There's a very valuable, dramatic healing going on with you, the viewer, at this moment in time, if you let it. You're suffering from this idea of pain, this idea of loneliness and loss and death that has given that cancer a reality. And it's taken on a form in your mind that you can't escape from because it's a comparison of the idea of being sick and being well. What I'm showing you is an instant of the entirety of your reality where there will be no necessity for you to suffer from the consequences of that disease. Our minds together, as Jesus would say in his healing process, remember the healings that my Savior performed? He tells you, you can heal the sick and raise the dead. The idea of healing in our minds always involves the certainty that you go and sin no more. It's a demonstration that the idea that you were separate but is what sickness was. Now, suddenly this enlightenment has brought about you the certainty of the wholeness of you, and it will heal because it did. And it showed you a whole newly, what you would call reconstituted, what you would call resurrected body form. And that's this offering. And at the moment you begin to experience it, what do? You take on responsibility to the forms that appear to be outside of you. You realize that their salvation depends on you, since they are products of your own need to be sick and die. I will not allow you to associate with me in that sickness and pain that identify you as a human being, because I know that it is not true. I know that you are perfect and whole as you were created. My mind, through this resurrected mind, has showed me a complete alternative that is present with us at this moment and can be described as a return to heaven. The certainty that time, this idea of the loss of communication, lasted for just that single moment. And in the sudden blaze of light that's occurring, we're going to be back in heaven together. I understand that you've accepted from me the uncompromising necessity for self-declaration of your own perfection. You're much appreciated for taking on this new form that will demonstrate to chaos the certainty of the love through forgiveness that we have found with each other. And these moments that we're sharing now together are a dream of life rather than a dream of death. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, and the mind that we are sharing together in this moment of joy and happiness, the ecstasy of the realization of this transformation, has been with us since the beginning of time. So that we can say together, first, I hope I see you again. Okay. What's going on in this world is causing millions of you now are accepting this as a part of yourself. So that we can say together, God bless us, everyone.